podcast time.
We have to talk about what just happened. We're at 8:16 probably. You walk in, you say, "I'm hungry." Options: A, we do the podcast now. B, you make dinner, we eat, then do podcast. I said A, let's do podcast now. I walk out. It's 8:16, 8:17-ish. We start it at 8:18. The washer's going. It's too loud. We can't deal with the washer on the podcast. Too much noise. Too much background noise. So then, you're like, okay, give me 2 minutes. So I give you 2 minutes. I eat a cream-filled donut. It was amazing. Come in. No, don't turn off, blah, 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 blah. It's 8:20. You went back on your word.
Well, I have this washing machine that it doesn't balance very well, and it's hard to get it to spin, to get the spin cycle going. And it bounces around and carries on. And it had finally went through a lot of stuff and it got the spin cycle going.
I don't care about any of that. I didn't
want to turn it off. Because
I don't care. You pick a time. We pick a time. Scheduling is the one thing that people can control more than anything else in life. If you can't even control your own scheduling and like timing, time management, what the hell are you doing, man? No, like seriously, like that's the one thing. Like being on time. Why are people never on time? I mean, I'd get if you're late every once in a while, but like people that are late every single time you meet up with them, like, well, I mean, what, like,
there's something wrong. You know, they're it's kind of rude.
It is rude. It's very rude.
If you do it over and over again, then there's something wrong. Either you're doing it on purpose or you have some
bad time management skills.
Well, maybe, yeah. But if you do it over and over again, it's more than bad time management skills. It's a mental thing.
Yeah, but I don't care what it is. I mean, it can be a mental thing all at once. I don't care. I mean, like, that's like saying someone had a job, you do, like, no work for, like, 6 months, and they fire you, and you're like, well, it's because I'm depressed. Okay, I'm sorry, but, like, also, like, what do you want me to do about that?
You think that ever happens? Somebody doesn't do any work for 6 months and doesn't get fired?
And, no, I'm saying they should be fired either way.
Oh. Yeah, I agree.
Well, I'm saying that I don't care if it's a mental thing about the time at, like, the
being no, late. No, I mean they should deal with their mental thing.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were, like, excusing it.
No, I think they should deal with it.
Anyway, that's out of the way. What this podcast is we've talked about the most recognizable song of all time, but we've never talked about the most recognizable artist of all time, musical artist of all time. So I have two questions, and we'll go one at a time. First being, what is the most recognizable artist of all time? Two is, what is the most recognizable album of all time? But we'll deal with the album second. I have a few things. Anyway, first artist. Name-wise, it's obviously the Beatles and Elvis. Everybody knows the Beatles and Elvis name-wise. I think the thing is, there's not many songs that, like, if you asked a random college student, like, they're not going to be able to name 3 Beatles songs. The majority of them wouldn't be able to. And so, I think it has to be someone, like, I mean, I'm biased by that. I think it's Queen. Because maybe not the name everybody knows, but everybody knows Bohemian Rhapsody, Another One Bites the Dust, Don't Stop Me Now, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. Most people know Under Pressure. I mean,
I think most people definitely know We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You, and Bohemian Rhapsody.
And Another One Bites the Dust. Boom, boom, boom.
I would. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. That is so record. Like, everybody knows that bass line.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's them.
I think it's probably Elvis.
That's a terrible pick. Because
he has a sound that nobody else has ever had.
But, well, that's not true at all.
Who has had it?
Millions of people sound like Elvis. I mean, after him.
After him, yeah.
But that was also
who after him?
It doesn't matter. That's not even the point. Like, I think that's a terrible one, actually. If you're going name-wise, then yeah. But Can you name three Elvis songs?
Well, sure.
Okay, do it.
Heartbreak Hotel, Love Me Tender, and Jailhouse Rock.
Okay, name a fourth.
If I can think a little while, I can name a fourth.
That's my point. You, who's alive and in your prime during his prime, can't even name four of his songs. That should prove.
Well, I am not a good person.
Name four Beatles songs.
I Want to Hold Your Hand. Hey Jude. Eleanor Rigby.
You're thinking too long. Okay, name four Led Zeppelin songs. You can't name one. Name four.
I have to think.
But my point is that it should be like boom, boom, boom.
It was boom, 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 but it wasn't boom, 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 boom with Elvis.
No, yeah, but if you can only name three songs, then how are you going to claim that's the most recognizable person ever?
Well, because old people don't know Queen. People
yes,
my
they
age.
Do.
I only know
yes,
Queen
they
because
do.
Of you.
Oh, that's a terrible thing. That's so. You don't think Kathy knows those songs? You don't think Jackie knows those songs?
I don't think Kathy probably knows them.
But Kathy doesn't know music at all.
They're both my sisters.
But Kathy doesn't know music at all, so that's actually a bad example. And I bet she does.
I bet she doesn't know who did it.
That's not my point.
Okay, your point is...
That's why I said, name-wise, mm-hmm. It's definitely Beatles and Elvis. But if you're going into actual, like, songs as a group...
I don't know. Maybe you're right.
I'm just saying it's not Elvis and the Beatles. I would actually take The Field. Which I know is kind of shocking.
You would take who?
The Field, like anybody else.
Oh. Anybody else?
No, never mind, you don't. Never mind.
I just don't know. I would have thought Elvis and the Beatles.
Name wise, they are, but I mean, music.
And there's also people like Frank Sinatra.
Nobody under the age of 40 could name you three Frank Sinatra songs.
Okay, and I probably couldn't either.
Yeah, no. I mean, you're thinking like 50s. That's way too long ago.
That's true. It's 70 years ago.
Yeah. I think you have to... I mean, I can't even think of another person that'd be close. Which is really odd now that I think about it.
I know. You know who popped into my head? This is ridiculous. Tennessee Ernie Ford.
That's...
ridiculous.
Okay.
Doris Day. Ridiculous.
I mean, the only person I can think of is Johnny Cash...
Yeah, he's pretty well known.
He reaches different generations, but I don't think he reaches different cultures enough. I mean, if you went to, like, New York, well, that's a bad example because they're so music heavy, but, like, Seattle.
Nobody would be playing Johnny Cash.
No, that's not what I'm saying, but, like, I don't know.
But that's another good one, though.
Yeah, he's up there, but he's not number
one.
Well,
let's say the top five.
No, because we can't even pick a decisive one.
Well, but that's the reason to have five. We know that Elvis, Beatles, and Queen...
I'm not sure that Elvis and Beatles would be in the top five.
Oh, come on.
Music-wise, no.
I thought you said recognizable...
Music. Yeah. I don't think the average college kid could name you... I definitely don't think Elvis is in it. Maybe the Beatles. I don't think the average college kid could name you 3 to 5 Elvis songs. I don't think the average college kid could name you... I don't know. But if you played the top five... No, because I don't even... I don't even think if you played the top five biggest Elvis songs, they would know any of them.
Really?
Not any of them, but they wouldn't know... They would probably know Jailhouse Rock a little bit. I mean, they probably couldn't sing any of the lyrics... to any of them. Beatles, I mean...
Well, there's so many tribute bands to the Beatles and Elvis, but and I guess people don't listen to those either.
Tribute bands? What are you talking about?
You know what I mean?
Why does that matter?
Well, I would think people would listen to them, but I guess unless you were already a fan, you wouldn't go to
it. I bet there's 1,000 more tribute bands to Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin.
Really?
I mean, you think we're living in the 50s still. Like, the Beatles and Elvis... While they are obviously, like, the best two ever and, like, the top tier of music, like, they're not relevant anymore.
The Beatles aren't?
I mean, music nerds respect them.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not, like, something people just walk around.
It's not you don't hear a lot of them on the radio, for example.
Well, it's also a terrible example. Because you don't hear anything that's not new on the radio. That's the whole point of radio. Unless you're listening to, like, an oldie station or, like, a classic rock station.
Yeah.
But, no, and I mean...
So you would say Queen.
I mean, I don't know that it is them, but I can't think of a better one. Look up the most recognizable musicians ever. Let me think. I mean, like, name-wise, there's a bunch, like, Ray Charles, everybody knows him. Or, like, Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson's a good one.
Although, I was just talking to somebody a few weeks ago that didn't know who he was at all. One of my friends. But I feel like that has to be a one-off. I mean... Nirvana. But that doesn't go super old. I mean, everybody under the age of 60 knows Nirvana, but I don't think most people over the age of 60 would know Nirvana. She has no response to that.
Well, I'm typing. I'm busy typing. Most recognizable musician.
You can't talk and type at the same time?
The top 10 most popular musicians in the USA.
Just say them. Why aren't you saying them?
Because I haven't got there yet.
Oh, my God. Man, you're terrible at this. I have nothing else to do except criticize you right now, so I'm just going to keep doing it.
Okay. But this is current. It's like people I don't even
know. Okay, just say the names.
Bobby Darin, Percy Faith, Elvis Presley, Frankie Avalon, Johnny Horton, Tommy Edwards, Domenico Modugno, John Lennon, the Everly Brothers. This must have to do... this doesn't make sense.
Okay, none of those are current, by the
way. No.
Well, you just said they're all
current. Their number of weeks as number one.
You just said they're current. What?
Well, I thought they were.
What the hell?
Because I didn't recognize...
Okay, can I see your phone? Because I don't even know what you're... I'm going to zoom out of that. Okay. That was like, okay, that was probably like, whatever. I'm just talking overall. I'm not talking about a singular...
But I don't know how you could search for that.
Well, I'm sure you could, but you can't do it, and I'm too busy talking too much to do it, and that's not blind, so, you know.
Well, you could tell me what to type.
No, we have to make this at least somewhat entertaining. Oh. We can't just sit here and listen to you type for 5 minutes. Anyway, my point is, I'm not saying it's Queen, but that's the only one I can think of right now. If you played those 5 songs, everybody would know them. At least 4 of them.
I wouldn't even know. What are the 5 you said?
Bohemian Rhapsody, you would know.
I would know that.
Another one, Bites the Dust, you would know.
Yeah, but only because you like it so much.
That doesn't matter, you would still know it. Okay. We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Me Now.
You'd know. I don't even know Don't Stop Me Now right now.
Don't Stop Me Now, because I'm having a good time having... But you're musically illiterate. I mean, well, I don't care true. About your, like... I'm not talking about you.
So you want people... You want a... Yeah.
No, I'm talking
about... You need a new partner. You want somebody to be musically literate and entertaining, and I'm the opposite of both.
No, you could be entertaining if you didn't try to be. You're funny and entertaining when you're just, like, talking. You try so hard in this podcast to be, like... Yippity doo dah, young and wild.
Oh, come on.
But you do try.
To be young?
No, but you do try to be entertaining, and you're just not.
Well, I'm not so entertaining.
I know, but you try to be. You should just act like you do in regular life.
I think I do.
You try to be more, like, entertaining. You give the same, like, morals and opinions and stuff, but you do try to be more entertaining. But it's more funny when you're just being, like, old.
Well, that's easy. I'll just settle into that.
Yeah, you should. Okay, anyway, so... I mean, can you think of a better one than Queen?
I would still say Elvis or the Beatles.
Okay, name 5 Beatles songs.
I just did, didn't I?
No. You only named
okay,
three.
Okay, Rocky Raccoon.
No,
I want to hold your hand.
Okay. Whatever. All right.
Back in the USSR. Hey Jude. Eleanor Rigby.
That's five.
You want me?
But it took you that long. I mean, if you can't even name it, and again, you were in the prime when they were in their prime. Name five Elvis songs. You can't do that. Couldn't name four Elvis songs, even.
I did name four Elvis.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. Well,
no. Okay, do it.
Jailhouse Rock, Love Me Tender, Heartbreak Hotel, Hound Dog,
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Wait, so what four did you even say? Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock.
Love Me Tender. Hound Dog.
And what was that other one
exactly.
I just said? Well, that's because, the same thing could happen to me with Beatles song or anything else. But I think, I'll accept Queen.
I don't think they're the correct answer. I just can't think of a better one.
Yeah.
Maybe NWA.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe they should be, but.
Why do you say that?
I'm being politically correct.
That's not politically correct. It's actually the opposite.
Well, that's true.
Saying that black people should be the most, just because
just because so many black people love music.
Oh my God. You have to stop talking. You know, being politically correct isn't making general, assumptions and observations about groups of minorities, right?
What now?
Being politically correct doesn't mean you're making giant observations, positive or negative, about minorities. That's not being politically correct.
Well,
Stones, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, but I don't think they might be in the top five, but they can't touch Elvis.
Elvis and the Beatles are not in the top five. Those are two terrible ones. I mean, name-wise, yes, everybody knows those two. If it was going off of name, I would totally agree with you. Elvis and the Beatles, one and two, above any other, person ever.
I thought this was the most recognizable musician.
Yeah, but I'm not talking Yeah, but I also mean their music.
Well, I thought that was going to be a different question.
Okay, well then fine. We're doing a different question now. Okay. We've already accepted that that's the biggest name. I mean, we've already talked about that. Music-wise, it's just not them, though. I just don't...
But you think it's the Queen?
No, I've said multiple times. Oh. I don't think Queen's the correct answer. I just can't think of a better one. I've said that 100 times. I think the Stones are actually a good one. Everybody knows Paint It Black. Paint It Black. Stop acting like you don't.
I don't know Paint It Black.
Yes, you do.
Well, it does sound familiar, but I can't think of anything about
okay.
it. Sing it.
No, I'll play it. I'll play it. What? What?
I was trying to think of it.
Okay, try to think of it.
What about Pink Floyd?
We're getting to that later. Try to think of it.
I can't think of it.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I do know that.
Start Me Up. Start Me Up. If I never stop, never stop, never stop, never, never stop me up.
I don't know that one.
Never stop me up. Never stop me up. I never stop. Yeah, been round me up. You never heard the song? Alright, I guess it's not the Stones. That kind of shocks me. Everybody knows Satisfaction and Sympathy,
yeah,
but they're
yeah.
not. But I guess Elvis, I guess Stones aren't. Okay. let me think. I'm trying to think of, like, I feel like 80s and 90s would be the best, just because that's the most middle of, like, everybody. Yeah. I mean, Nirvana.
What about...
Oh, God.
The little gay guy with glasses. I can't think of his name right now.
Elton John?
Yeah.
The little... Why do you call him little?
Short?
I don't think he's that short. Are you belittling gay people, Grandma?
No.
Oh, my God. You are... You should be canceled after this podcast. And that's actually not... a bad one. That's... I mean...
He's well known.
Yeah.
Or his music.
I would... Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, I don't think it's number one, but that's up there, probably. It's probably, like, the same level of Stones. Yeah, that's actually a good one. Can't think of any women.
But I mean, we're not talking about... We're talking about whose music is recognizable, not necessarily whose voice is recognizable.
It's not about being recognizable, most known.
Oh.
If it was most recognizable, then it would be, like, people like Hazel Atkins...
Oh.
If it was most recognizable, it would have nothing to do with popularity. It would be like, once you hear it, you know who the hell it is. Well, I was going to say
Johnny Cash would be one who'd be most recognizable.
No, we already talked about Johnny Cash.
You don't think his voice is most recognizable?
We're not talking about voice. Okay. Oh, my God.
I said if we were talking about voice.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
Can you name three Jimi Hendrix songs?
No, but...
But I think...
But
I think...
But I would recognize them if I heard them.
I think everybody under the age of 65 knows the name Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
But would they recognize the music?
I think most people would. Janis Joplin.
Not Janis Joplin.
So no women?
I was actually trying to think of Dolly Parton. A lot of people would recognize the name, but I don't think they'd recognize the voice. I mean, the music.
Oh, I don't know.
No, they wouldn't. And it wouldn't be as many as Queen or even the Stones. Most people would recognize Jolene, maybe.
And 9 to 5.
But other than that. I can't. Man, you are. Are you out of people?
Well,
Guns N' Roses.
Really?
Music wise, yeah. You would know this. Sweet Child of Mine, you know this. Stop.
What about Bruce Springsteen?
That's, I don't know. You don't know this. I don't believe that. Alright, here, listen to this. Well, shit. Oh, sweet child of mine. You, dude, what? I know you've heard it, but I know you've heard that, though, so. Okay, and you know this?
Not only have I not heard it, I hate it. It's dumb.
It's dumb? You don't even know what it's about. You've never heard this?
I might have heard it.
So you're with the, what do you mean it's dumb?
The way it started seemed dumb to me. That's all I can say. It didn't seem musical, and it seemed pointless, and it didn't make me want to continue to listen.
That means dumb. You know that just because you don't like something, you can't make broad generalizations about it.
That's true. You never do that.
I don't. I say all the time that there's things that I don't like, but that I respect.
Oh, well, music-wise. Yeah, you do. You do say that.
Then what? Okay. Let's see. I'm running out of people. I don't know.
So you don't think Bruce Springsteen is...
No. I'm not sure I can name three Bruce Springsteen songs. I'm on Fire, Born in the USA.
Oh, what about... Oh, for heaven's sake, I can't think of its name.
I was classic Prince.
Country icon.
George Jones?
No. Older than that.
Older than George Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, Hank Williams?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I guess not Lucinda.
Lucinda? What the hell are you talking about, woman?
You don't think people recognize her?
Do you think Lucinda's like a big known person?
I don't know. Yeah, I thought she was.
No, not at all. She's pretty underground.
Oh.
Well, not, I mean, not like small, but not like Beatles. What the hell? Tom Petty. Okay, hold on. Maybe there is something to Tom Petty. I think everybody knows Free Fallin'.
Everybody knows Free Fallin'.
Yeah, everybody knows that song. So that's one that is like everybody knows. I think most people know I Won't Back Down.
Yeah.
I think most people know Run Down a Dream.
I don't know that.
Running down a dream. Whatever will come to me.
Oh, yeah.
Working on. Okay. Wildflowers. You blow.
I know it, but it's only because we talked about it once before.
Okay. So, you know, okay. Well, so Free Fallin', I Won't Back Down. What was the one? Running Down a Dream. Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Oh, yeah.
American Girl. She was. An American Girl. Down, 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 down. I'll play it. You don't know that song?
Mm-mm.
Do you know Learning to Fly?
I don't think so.
Well, that's still four.
Yeah.
And, well, you know a lot more than four, but, like, I think general people... So I think Tom Petty actually is up there. It's actually an interesting... The Doors... I mean, Pink Floyd, name-wise, is up there, but music-wise... Everybody knows another brick in the wall. We don't need no education. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Comfortably Numb.
Okay, I know. A lot of people know that.
The name. I don't know. Yeah. The Great Gig in the Sky, a lot of people know. Because it's just such like a... It was such a culture thing. Whoa. I mean, here's the thing.
What about Bob Dylan?
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, no.
But name-wise, he'd be up there, but not music-wise, probably. The only thing I could think of in the 2000s would be Coldplay, and they were really in the 90s, but they had stuff in the 2000s. Do you know who they are?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I've heard of them, but...
You've heard of them? Well, that's... All right, well...
I don't know that I know any of their songs.
I mean, okay, let me think about Nirvana for a second. Nirvana, I don't think you can put them up there.
No, I mean, Nirvana, the name is known.
Yeah.
But I don't know if people would recognize the music.
Yeah. I think everybody under the age of like 55 would, or 60. But I guess we just don't kill everybody else.
Just try.
Oh, you don't think... Hold on. What do you mean, just try?
To kill everybody over 50.
You don't think if everybody under 50 and rose up and tried to kill everybody over 50, they would win?
I don't think so.
That is one of the most retarded things you've ever said on this podcast.
Well, I mean, I feel like the people over 50 would have the power.
Power of what?
Guns and money and...
If that's... You... What do you mean? If it's like a civil war with everybody over the age of 50 and everybody under... Why would, like, guns and money matter? I mean, guns? Why do you think over 50... Why do you think over 50?
Because they have the money. And they'll be in positions of power with the army and the government and...
But the government and army would not matter.
Well, yeah, this is such an impossible scenario.
No, it's not. They would easily die.
Well, I'm not saying they wouldn't die. I'm just saying I can't think of it because you could never get everybody under 50 to agree on anything. And the same thing for people over 50.
Maybe killing the other ones. But no, that's irrelevant. All you gotta do, the people under 50, all you gotta do is shut down all the Cracker Barrels, and they're all dead.
I don't think that's very funny, even.
You just laughed.
I was just being polite.
Why do you think it's not funny?
Because I guess I've heard it before.
Because South Park.
Oh.
That's where you've heard it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's so insane. Okay, and you say money? Who's the richest man in the world?
Warren Buffett.
Elon Musk. Oh. Under 50. Who's the second most? Jeff Bezos. He's over 50, I think. But second, or third, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg. It's actually not, I don't think. I just made that up, but...
Well, I see and, your point.
And everybody in the Army and Navy is under 50.
Well, that's true.
Marines...
How are you gonna organize it though? That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing to organize. You just kill them.
If you see someone, how do you get the people under 50 to kill the people over 50?
You just kill them. You don't think if me and you got in a fight right now, you think you could kill me and I wouldn't?
No, but I mean that's different from getting everybody to agree.
No, it's not. Okay, I'm saying move past that. There's a civil war between everybody over 50 and under 50.
Okay.
You don't think the under
50... I can't get past that.
Well, I mean, I would be able to kill at least 4 right now. Easily.
I don't like the tenor of this conversation.
I'm just saying that you're wrong. If everybody under 50 like me could kill 4 or something easily right now... Because in a one-on-one fight, on average, I'd say at least 80% of the time, the person under 50 would win. A one-on-one fight on any given scenario.
Well, if you can arrange that.
Arrange what? There's nothing to arrange.
For a one-on-one fight.
If I got to learn right now, and like for some reason, everybody under 50 hated all people over 50, and they needed to die, I would be able to kill 4 right now, and that would be one-on-one combat with all of them. And there's more under 50s.
If you could get past that, hurdle that you just jump past.
Grandma, you just talked about some shitty ass nuclear war movie last night and you were like, this is so realistic. You can't get mad at me. You cannot act like you are above random scenarios.
It's very possible that we could have a nuclear war.
It's very possible that everybody over 50 gotta get the... Yes, it is.
That's dumb, Alex.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I don't think you understand how much people hate old people.
Well... There's something to that. And, you know, old people, maybe we should have a thing where you die at 70 or 80 or something.
No, we shouldn't, but it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. It actually kind of would be, but...
Okay. We got away from music. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay, fine.
And what about this is subjective, but... What individual or group has made the best music? in your lifetime, or that you, well, not necessarily in your lifetime, but in your awareness.
Who do I think is the best? Queen.
I do too, I think.
Or the Beatles, probably. I mean, it's either the Beatles
or Queen. I definitely think Queen. I mean, Freddie Mercury's voice is...
Or Pink Floyd, maybe.
Really?
I mean, The Wall and Dark Side are pretty fucking, like, insane.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's move to the second part. What's the most recognizable album?
Gosh.
Dark Side of the Moon.
I'd say...
Dark Side of the Moon.
I'd say... Dark Side of the Moon. Okay.
What are you going to say?
Beatles' White Album.
Dark Side of the Moon. No, it's not the White Album.
Abbey Road?
No, it's not anything Beatles. Same issue. I mean, it's Dark Side, because everybody's...
It probably is the Dark Side of the Moon, yeah.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Everybody knows Dark Side. It's, yeah. I mean, that album cover, I mean, come on. You know, it's like all black with like the triangle and then lights. Here, I'll show you. You know
okay.
It. You know it. I mean, it's Dark Side. What is it?
Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah, it is. That?
Oh, yeah. I don't recognize that.
You don't recognize this?
No.
You don't recognize the album cover of Dark Side of the Moon?
No.
Are you just fucking with me?
No.
I don't believe that you've never...
I would not be able to tell you what album that was.
Okay, but you've seen it. You've seen it a million times.
I definitely don't recognize it.
That is... No, I don't believe it. No shot. You've never... Wow. Wow. I mean, in The Wall. I think it's either The Wall or Dark Side, honestly. And they're both by Pink Floyd.
I think more people would know The Dark Side of the Moon than would know The Wall.
I agree. How many songs can you name off of either?
None. Off the...
Yes, well,
The
you
Wall,
can.
I guess I can name comfortably none, and One More Brick in the Wall.
Nope.
Okay, well then I can't.
Comfortably Numb is a song.
It isn't a song?
No, it is.
Oh. But just Another Brick in the Wall.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Another Brick in the Wall.
Oh.
Part 1, Part 2, Part 3.
Got it.
Run Like Hell, In the Flesh. Empty Spaces, Young Lust, Happiest Days of Our Lives,
You could
Mother.
Probably sing every one of those.
I could sing the first 6 or 7 songs. After that, I might be struggling.
You have sound amazing.
That's not amazing. Most people could sing the first 7 songs of one of their favorite albums. Well, most albums. So, yeah, I stand by that, actually.
Maybe.
Well, especially when there's that little lyrics. Who's the most recognizable rapper of all time? Snoop Dogg. How do we not talk about Snoop Dogg this whole entire time?
You think Snoop Dogg is up there?
Yes.
I love Snoop Dogg. No, I love Ludacris.
But you know who
but
Snoop
I like
Dogg
Snoop Dogg
is? Everybody, Grandpa knows who Snoop Dogg is. You know who Snoop Dogg is? Kathy? Jackie? Snoop Dogg actually might... Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Well, Grandpa
Name.
Knows who a lot of people are.
Not newer, though.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
You think he knows new artists? That's retarded.
What?
You just gave me a look like, what? You think Grandpa knows any artist in the last 10 years that isn't country? Like pop
artists?
Well,
maybe.
Artists?
Maybe not.
Yeah. It's a no.
I don't know.
It's a no for me.
Okay. It's a goodbye for me.
You get so irritated on these podcasts.
Well, you're pretty negative about me. That irritates me, I guess.
I'm negative about you? Well, I have a proposal. Just don't be a dumbass.
If only it were that easy, Alex.
I can't, yeah.
But anyway...
What are any final words?
Good wishes to everyone.
Oh, my God. See, here's the issue. When I used to say that, you used to say funny things. But now you've memorized something that you're going to say every time and it ruins it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I used to say any final words, then you'd get so shocked and amazed that I said it and it was so funny. But now you just say the same thing.
No, I know what I want to say. Nothing's ever perfect. If all were known, all would be forgiven.
See, this is funny. You thinking like, no, no, that's funny. Okay. That's entertaining. Well, you just being old and like, no, I'm seriously, like, when you try to act like you're like, ho-ho, I know what's happening. It's like, but when you're just like old and yourself, that's what's funny and entertaining.
Well, good.
but you don't act like that anymore.
Good night, all.
What was your final words? I actually forgot. Bro just stood up and, like, broke her back. Okay.